Hello.
Yeah, this is Lakin. Did you request a call back from customer service?
Yes, I've received a receipt showing that I ordered two different wireless Bluetooths and I never ordered those.
Okay, I can pull that up for you. What's your zip code?
8003.
Okay.
Do you need the order numbers?
No, I'll see if I can pull it. What's your first and last name?
First name is Nanette, N like Nancy, Annette. The last name is Little.
Yes, ma'am. And then verify your address for security purposes.
7465 West 81st Avenue, Arvada, Colorado, 8003.
Thank you. So I have an account pulled up here that is showing premium wireless earbuds, and you said that you never signed up for this, correct?
Correct.
But you do have them.
I did a survey once for two, and I paid for the shipping, but then I just got emails today for two other ones that I don't know anything about.
Okay, let me see. Whenever you signed up to get the one order, if you there's another order that's going to pop up an extra set, which you pay $5.97. If you don't decline it, that it added it to your order. So I don't know if you didn't hit anything when it asked you about it, but yeah, that's why they billed you for it. You have to decline it, otherwise this comes together. So that's why they you have this on your ticket. It's
So
just
for
not a
the
one-time offer.
okay, so the two receipts today for $62 and $43. Yeah, I
Yeah,
never,
that's
nothing
for.
ever popped up. I did one
Oh, so
order
you're saying
like
you
a
didn't.
month ago,
Okay.
and but I've
That
never
makes
did
sense.
these ones.
Okay, yeah. I don't see how that's possible, but yeah, because they can't just add something to your order without if you didn't want it. Yeah, normally all the pop-ups that come up, and if you don't decline it, we'll add it. Like I said, I can't really say that though if you're saying that. But let me see
Because I
what we
did
can
one
do to you.
order back on January 20th for
Yes.
$5.97, and I got those. But then I got another receipt today for two other ones that I don't.
Okay, this is what it is. Okay, when you first signed up, you had two orders, you didn't have one. You had one for $4.97 and $5.97, I guess. I'm assuming you
Yes.
didn't know. So then what
Those
happened
two I
was
knew
you didn't.
about.
Okay, you did. Okay, so that's what you're paying for. This is not
But
a
I got
one-time
two
offer.
today. Okay. But
Yes,
then the
that's
two
what I'm
today
saying.
for 43, and I
Yes.
don't want those.
Okay, well, if you don't want those, you have to call in to cancel. This is a monthly subscription. That's why they shipped them to you.
Okay,
It's not a one-time offer. Yes,
then I
ma'am.
don't want the monthly subscription, so.
All right. So would you like to accept a 35% refund and get you canceled out so they don't bill you next month?
Yeah, just cancel all of it, please.
All right, would you like the refund or you just want to get it canceled?
I would like a refund, please.
Oh, okay. All right, so I'll add that rate 35% to you. Like I said, you have to be careful when you sign up for these products. You can't just read those advertisements, because if you just read that and you don't actually read the terms, then you will be thinking, like you said, that you're just, signing up for it and just paying the shipping.
Yeah, there's nothing on there that said anything about a subscription. I would have not done it, so.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, if you don't, yeah, it's on there. It's just that I'm sure you probably didn't read it, so because you probably thought you were getting a one-time order.
I usually read them,
Yes.
so.
Do you? Oh, okay. Trust me, it's happened to me, and I know better. And I'll get on there and sign up for stuff. Don't read it. Just, like everybody else looking at the advertisement, thinking, oh, it's just a one-time order, and then bam, there you go, getting billed. Like, why are you billing me for this?
Yeah, I'm a single parent. I don't have $100 to spend on this stuff, so.
Oh, well, who are you telling now? Most people are definitely.
Yeah, but most people did some kind of support. I don't.
Oh, no, no, I'm talking about the single people, not people that are getting help, like single like you. Yeah, trust me, there are more people that are not getting help than it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, these guys, they don't want to take on their responsibility.
No.
Yes, ma'am, but I'll definitely get that taken care of for you. Give me 1 second. Let me get everything noted that we discussed, and I'll give you that cancellation number, and you could just give that refund about 3 to 5 business days. If you don't receive it, you can always call us back. Give me 1 second. All right, so I did get you canceled out. Would you like to write down your cancellation number and you can check everything goes through your email?
Yes, please.
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie. The cancellation number is going to be 41. A as in Apple. 207. A as in Apple. 89, and then F as in Frank.
Okay.
And you'll get that to your email as well.
All right.
All right. Well, if you have any other problems or questions, just call me back at this number.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're so welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.